He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on November 29th, Monday. This is episode 105? No, 106. All right. All the days are kind of getting jumbled up. We've been skipping a couple pods because of all the holiday festivities going on. Getting back on track for the month of December. Thanksgiving is over. Hopefully you guys all had wonderful feasts. It was exciting. We got to give away 30 NBA Top Shot base set packs over the long weekend. A lot of fun. All those have been, I don't know if they've been distributed yet, but all the winners were announced on our Twitter at CryptoBallSTS. Today, though, we have to talk solely about the Fresh Threads pack, which is dropping today. At the time you're hearing this, you're probably in your queue already trying to get a pack. We got to talk about it, though, because I think this is just going to be another run-of-the-mill base set limited edition pack that's not going to be all that special. I went ahead and looked at the player list of who we can get in this drop, and I can see this pack being a very neutral EV. Not very exciting stuff. We're going to talk about it in detail, though, so cue the music. Stay tuned. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot related, NFL All Day related, and other NFT projects in general, including Panini America NFT, which I'm excited to talk about because they're dropping their first ever NFL NFT packs. That's right, packs, not just the weekly pass where you know what moments are in the past. You can buy the bundle, you can get all the base set cards of that week. They're dropping their actual packs where you rip them and you don't know what you're gonna get. It's gonna be exciting, and I'm going to be getting a bunch of packs to be able to give away to you guys, the community, so stay tuned for that. But today we got to talk about the Fresh Threads common pack drop that's happening today. You're probably in line right now. You might have even opened up your line depending on what time this podcast goes out. Guys, if you're getting this pack, you need to follow the Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. That is all one word. There's no periods, no underscores, no nonsense. It can help. It is hashtag scientifically proven to help get lower serial pulls on your packs. All you got to do is follow us on Twitter and I will retweet any of the good serial numbers. And trust me, there's a lot of them. All right, so we got to talk about this drop, though, because it's a little bit concerning. And I've been in Top Shot for a while now, okay? Like back with the before the marketplace really boomed, all the way back in like February and March, that time frame. So I usually get up and excited for every new pack drop that comes, and here comes the newest edition called Fresh Threads. Now, this, when I heard Fresh Threads and I saw the pack artwork, I was like, all right, this looks like another Hustle and Show type, which I'm not mad at Hustle and Show. I thought Hustle and Show was a fun little set, and I loved the challenges and the challenge rewards for Hustle and Show. And hey, look at that. I'm saying Hustle and Show. See, I got the Hustle and Flow off the brain. You know, that means that it's going to be a very straightforward, straight to the point, perfectly executed podcast when I can get the Hustle and Show right on the first attempt. Okay, so Fresh Threads. This seems like it's like a stepchild of the Hustle and Show set. Very similar. Even the pack artwork looks similar. Now let's jump into it and see if this pack is actually going to be worth our time. So to figure that out, we gotta talk about the pack details. So each pack is going to cost $14, which isn't much. Okay, the base sets go for $9. This is $5 more expensive. There's four moments per pack. Okay, it's going to have one Fresh Threads moment and then four base sets. Also, real quick, I'm sorry. We got to do a quick little sidetrack. I apologize if there's going to be a lot of noise in the background of the podcast in December. My family, we set up the Christmas tree already. That's right. It's not even December yet, and we already have the Christmas tree up. The Christmas tree is put, as I panic, the Christmas tree is put right next to the right next to the recording setup. So I have all these wires and stuff right next to me. And then for some reason, we decided to put the tree right next to all my stuff. And the dog, this is the first year since the dog has been a puppy. Okay. So last time we had a Christmas tree up, this dog was only like nine or 10 weeks old. That's it. Now he's over a year and he's a monster. I feel like he doesn't realize how big he is. So he thinks he can like cram in the little space between all my recording stuff and the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree is plugged in with a very short cable to have all the lights on. So this dog, every time I sit at this chair and I start talking into this damn microphone, he comes over to me and he tries giving me toys and he keeps on bumping this tree. Every time he bumps it, it rotates. Every time it rotates, it shortens the cord and it looks like it's gonna rip the whole surge bar right off the wall, which isn't great. So I'm trying to figure out how many episodes into December it's gonna be before this tree absolutely goes down. He just almost knocked it over. I don't know if you could hear the panic in my voice a minute ago, but that's what I'm dealing with over here. We might need to relocate this tree and get it the hell out of the studio because this is wild. All right. Anyway, back to Fresh Threads. So $14 pack, there's four moments per. There's going to be one limited edition Fresh Threads that is number two. And here's another weird one for you guys. 11.111K. 11,111. Okay, 11111. Not sure why they came up with that for the limited edition size. That's very strange. Doesn't make a lot of sense. So it's going to have one of those moments in the pack, and then the other three are going to be base set for Series 3, where it ranges from the 4K rookies up to all the 60K, you know, commons, all the ones that, you know, the trash ones, the ones we don't want, the ones that we're trading in as fast as we can to try to get trade tickets for tomorrow's Series 1 drop. So essentially, this is a base set pack with one limited edition of the Fresh Threads. It's an extra $5 and compared to the base set pack. So extra $5 and you get like the Fresh Threads. So it's worth it, but it's not going to be crazy worth it because the list of players that are included in the Fresh Threads set is not great by any means. So we're going to take a look at that whole, you know, the whole pack list of who you can get for your Fresh Threads moment. Now, with all the other base sets that we've had thus far in S3, you've been able to buy multiple packs. We are back to the one per, okay? So you're going to be able to get one. Now, it does state that you can rejoin the queue while supplies last, but they're not going to last. This is a there's like no collector score requirement to get in. Just about everybody will qualify. I believe the general queue, there's only one queue general, and I believe the collector score requirement is only 5. So as long as you have something, you qualify for this queue. And there's 130,000 packs available. So I fully anticipate more than 130,000 people lining up for this pack. So this pack is not a sure win for you guys. Not everyone is going to get one of these packs, but I'm here to let you guys know, don't worry about it. If you don't get one, it is not going to be a big deal. Would it be fun to get and to rip a pack? Absolutely. Nobody's getting two, and there's going to be people that don't get any, but I'm here. Trust me. Don't worry about it. All right, I'm going to be lining up. I'm sure everybody's going to be lining up for it. And I'm seriously more looking forward to the prospect of maybe getting a Mobley or a Scotty Barnes for the 4K rookies. I don't even care about the Fresh Threads moment. And you know what? I think we've been kind of dumping on the Fresh Threads moments in general, right? Or specifically, let me tell you why. Let's go ahead and pull up the list. And, you know, raise your hand. Feel free to interrupt me. Stop me when you hear a player that makes you just go like, oh, need that for my collection. Ready? And I should know, I already know what there is going to be. It looks like 3 challenges for the Fresh Thread set. And I already have who the rewards are going to be. So I'm going to include that at the end. But first, let's talk about all the Fresh Thread 11.111K moments. And again, raise your hand when you hear a player that you just absolutely need in your collection. All right, here we go. All right, I'm about to rip through this list. So we got Spencer Dinwiddie, Montrezl Harrell, Kyle Kuzma, Kemba Walker, Evan Fournier, Devontae Graham, Patrick Beverley, Kyle Lowry, Steven Adams, Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, Eric Bledsoe, Ricky Rubio, Lonzo Ball, DeMar DeRozan, Kelly Oubre, Dennis Schroeder, and Patty Mills. End of list. That's the whole list. There really isn't much in this drop. So you're just going back with it over with the fine tooth comb. Maybe Kyle Kuzma is worth something. But last I checked, his stock is not that high, even though he's been playing pretty damn well over there in Washington. Kemba Walker and Fournier, they play like 20 to 22 minutes a night right now. They're barely even getting in the lineup. That seems like a disaster for New York. It's just not working with those guys. Russell Westbrook, big name Russell Westbrook. It's a dunk, so that could be worth something. Carmelo Anthony, fan favorite. I could see him being worth a little something, but there really isn't much here, guys. I'm trying to talk myself into it more, but it's really not working. You guys know the marketplace and how it works on NBA Top Shot. You guys heard the players list. You know that all these guys, there isn't one like tier A guy in this. And it's not even this drop's fault. It's fresh threads. It's all players that have switched teams. They're on a new team this season, and there just isn't any, you know, big names that did that, okay? Unless you want to call Kemba Walker, once upon a time was a big name. DeMar DeRozan, perhaps. I really think it's just like Carmelo Anthony, Russell Westbrook, and those guys. I really don't, what they're going to go for, like $11, maybe $13. It's nothing crazy. Now, I do believe that the pack will be positive EV as long as you sell the base moments, you know, assuming that they're going to be trash. As long as you sell those moments with the quickness while people are still buying cheap moments to get trade tickets, then you'll be fine with this pack. You get it. You flip what you don't want, keep what you like, and you'll probably get your $14 back at least. So definitely not mad at getting the pack, but I'm just saying temper expectations. And when I say that, I mean like a lot. Okay. Now let's talk about the challenge rewards. Now we don't know what the challenges will entail. Will it be another showcase challenge, which we've been getting hammered with, where it's like, all right, get, you know, it was a bad example. I was going to say, you know, like, oh, you need one rare, run it back, but this is a common set. So I assume you're not going to need anything like that, but you know, you guys know how Showcase Quest works. Like, oh, have a Chicago Bulls three-pointer play, and then you could just pick any Chicago Bulls three-pointer. I liked the old challenge way, where it's like, all right, here are the eight players in specific moments you need. You get those moments, then you get the reward. I liked it that way. I feel like it kind of kept the mint count a little lower as those specific moments went up in value and people would just decide that they were out. I liked it like that. So here are the three players. Now, I can't confirm or deny, again, how you go about completing the challenge for these players yet. It has not been announced. We might hear something as early as today, though, so make sure you're paying attention. Once I hear something, I will be posting it on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. How do you like that for a seamless plug? Your boy's getting really good at this. Anyway, here are the three challenge rewards we know are coming. We're going to have a Kemba Walker Handles Challenge. We're going to have a Carmelo Anthony three-pointer challenge, which, again, these are just the play types. The Kemba Walker handles, that's the play type handles. Carmelo Anthony, play type three-pointer. That's why it sounds like that. I'm not trying to say Kemba Walker handles challenge. I'm not trying to say that means you need a bunch of just handles plays to get it. So just to clarify on that. So the Kemba Walker will be a challenge. The play type is handles. The Carmelo Anthony, there'll be a Carmelo Anthony challenge award. His play is a three-pointer. And there will be a Lonzo Ball challenge award. His play type is a block. Now, if you want to go ahead and speculate and go grab like a bunch of players that have blocks, and assuming that the Lonzo Ball is going to be some kind of block-centric showcase challenge, you can go ahead and take a shot at it, but there's no way, I can't confirm if that's what this actually is. Now, if you guys need even more reason to, you know, temper your expectations, which at this point, I think we should all have pretty low expectations, but I just went ahead and looked and talked about the 4K rookies that we are all hoping we can get out of the three base set moments that come in the new Threads pack. There isn't going to be many. Well, all of them will be there, but only 100 mints of each. Okay, so there's only going to be 100 Evan Mobleys and 100 Scotty Barnes that are in this drop altogether. So it's going to be very difficult to get one of those quad badge rookies as well. So just keep that in mind. You have a very slim chance to get one of those as one of the base moments. Now, the 9.999K moments, which LaMelo Ball still has a pretty decent lowest ask. I'll go ahead and look that up in a second. There's going to be 500 mints of those 9.999K moments in this drop as well. So there's going to be 500 LaMelo Balls, which, I mean, it's something. I mean, 500 is not great by any means, but you at least have a better chance than the 4K. So let me go ahead and look at the LaMelo, and then we will get out of here and hop in line for the Fresh Threads pack. So I'm looking up LaMelo Ball here. Let's see what his 9.999K limited edition is currently going for. Has a lowest ask of $46. So there's 500 of them out there. If you can get the LaMelo Ball, then you're at least going, what, about 3x just on that one LaMelo alone. So I can't fake it, guys. This isn't a great drop. I'm gonna be lining up, but if I see that I'm number like 185k in line, it is going to be, you know, no sweat off my brow. Really not going to care all that much. I do hope I get a pack because I love ripping packs and I want to get every single pack. That way I can experience it and I can break it down and, you know, just see how it goes. Maybe we get surprised. Maybe the Russell Westbrook will be worth like big money. I mean, who am I kidding? But there is always a chance that you could get a very low serial number, which could increase the value of any moment. All you got to do is follow at CryptoBallersTS. That, my friends, is a perfect segue to slide out of here and jump in line for the first ever Fresh Threads common drop. I'll see you guys over there in line. May the marketplace forever be in your favor.